If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In a world where very few people embrace their global identity and seek to understand their neighbors, cross-cultural expert Tayo Roxon is on a mission to bridge this divide. Each week, he'll open your mind with insights from some of the global minds in the world. Get ready, take some notes, and learn how to be the best you that you can be.
Welcome everybody to another episode of As Told by Nomads. This is a solo episode, and today I'm going to talk about how to develop your personal brand as a thought leader. All right? This is a question I get asked often, and I figured I'll do an episode on it. So, personal branding is something that's been around for a long time. Now, I know it seems that social media has brought it more to a consciousness as of late with all Instagram celebrities and other social media viral stars, but the actual core element of what it means to be a personal brand like Oprah or, you know, Kevin Hart, The Rock, or other people, Richard Branson, Gary Vaynerchuk, are still the same. The core elements are still the same. So here are some personal branding tips to maintain your thought leadership. Number one, focus on your expertise. Don't try to be an expert in too many things. The more narrowly you focus on your expertise, the faster your personal brand will grow. And the reason is because people are not very good at associating an expert with more than one thing. You know, not to mention, it's very difficult to master multiple disciplines. Some people can do it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there are very few people that can get to that level where they're exceptionally gifted at many things and become experts in more than one field. But most are usually remembered for one thing. And if you do end up having more than, you know, one expertise, like I particularly like to think of myself, is you start off with one thing and then leverage that into the next opportunity. So if you could become the go-to expert in one thing, what would it be? If you're struggling with this particular question, try completing this sentence. I am the leading expert in blank. Whether or not you consider yourself the leading expert yet is unimportant. Leading expert is just in the mind of the beholder. This is a mindset thing. If you can state your expertise in a clear, simple language, you've already taken a huge step forward. So answer the question. I am the leading expert in, for example, my expertise would be I am the leading expert in communicating effectively across cultures. Now, we can take a look at a quick example here. Suppose you're an accountant and say you have an expertise in taxes. That's probably not going to cut it. Taxes is just too broad of a concept. A focus on maybe state or local taxes could be better. You may even need to go narrower to find an expertise you can own. So you could go like, I am a leading expert in state and local taxes for online purchases. You know, so that's very specific. So think about something like that. The narrower, the better. Number one, once again, is focus your expertise. Make sure you have the expertise and then focus it even more. Number two, pick your issues carefully. Now, a lot of times people will ask, hey, if I narrow my focus, doesn't that limit the amount of things that I can write or talk about? That's not true. You see, if you zoom in into your area of specialty, your area of expertise, you're going to discover this whole new ecosystem of problems, challenges, and ideas that are just waiting to be answered, explained, or debated. In fact, it's possible that you can actually become overwhelmed with the complexity of any niche. So something to focus on would be issues where you can shine. Here are three questions to help you filter out that noise. Where do your interests lie? Where do your clients struggle the most? Where can you deliver the greatest value? At first, you focus on just two or three issues. These will be issues that you write or speak about on a regular basis. So you should either understand them in depth already or be prepared to put in the research to get you up to speed. Your goal is to be closely identified with these issues. Make sure they align well with the services you sell. Another thing to think about is choose issues that have legs. That means they don't have an easy solution and they aren't likely to go away soon. If you want to get the most traction from your issues, you should try to take a position that's different from other experts who work in this area. Now, some people like to say, take the contrarian and controversial stand. That's not my style, but I've seen it work for some people where they take that style. I like to believe everything I'm saying, but there is an approach where you can say, well, most experts normally say this, but this is an approach that I've found to be the most effective. This is an approach that I found a lot of people don't emphasize on. So focus on the less talked about aspects of it. So, but once again, I mean, one of the people, if you watch ESPN here in, or I guess Fox now, FS1, there's a guy called Skip Bayless, who I'm not a fan of at all, but he seems to always take the contrarian view of several topics, and it's worked well for his career. It's not something I like to do, though. And so I'm not going to advise you to do that, but I have noticed that some people, as they're building their personal brands, taking that contrarian view has helped them. Once again, not my favorite means to do that. So number two is pick your issues carefully. Make sure that you're able to answer where your interest lies, what your clients struggle with the most, and where you believe that you offer the greatest value. Number three, shape your personal profiles to be consistent with your expertise. Now, I'm basically asking you to audit your online social profiles. You know, take a look at the bio on your website, your personal profiles on your social media page. Do they present the services of a highly credible professional? Do they convey a consistent message? Are they connecting you to the issue that you've chosen to write or speak about? Now, obviously, if you align yourself with a particular expertise, people are going to want to search. And if they put in some keywords and you show up, what types of things are they going to see on your page? Are they consistent with the message you're conveying? So look at the pictures that you have. Make sure you have professional photography to essentially convey this high-end personal brand. It doesn't mean that you have to lose your personality. It just means that it has the images there have to look great, be clear, and show you as a man or lady of action, okay? And then number four, develop a signature piece of content. Most high-profile experts have a high-value piece of content that demonstrates their expertise, amplifies their reputation, and it's an important way that they deliver the brand promise. You know, it's a signature calling card. For many thought leaders, the signature piece could be a book, it could be a podcast like this podcast, it could be a course, it could be a program, it could be an Instagram page, it could be a YouTube page, but it's essential that you develop a signature piece of content. Here's a great way to start. Come up with guides for one of your issues, like the ultimate guide to such and such. You could create a video on it. You could write an ebook on it. But the ultimate guide, for example, to communicating across cultures would be something that I could come up with. The ultimate guide to filing taxes on a state level as an entrepreneur in your 20s, you know, something like that. So come up with a guide with the goal of explaining technical aspects of what it is that you provide service for. Another option is to provide white papers. Whatever format you choose to provide the signature piece of content, make sure that it is a sample of your expertise at work and it positions you as a knowledgeable and creative thinker. Number five, write regularly on your expertise. This is something that's underestimated. A lot of people are saying blog is dying or written isn't as popular. But make sure that you're consistently creating content around your areas of expertise. That could be a newsletter, YouTube page, or a blog post. Now, having a newsletter is so important because obviously someone is going to be subscribing to you to expect to get something on a weekly basis. If you look at Seth Godin, you know, is a marketing executive, marketing expert, but he has created this consistent brand promise that he is going to help you stand out by giving you tips every morning around 5 to 6 a.m. Eastern time. And so if you subscribe to his blog, there's always something that he sends you. Now, this is his calling card because you know that you're going to learn how to think differently from him every morning if you subscribe to his blog. And there are several other people that do similar things. It could be once a week, once a month, twice a month, or whatever it is. Make sure that even if it's a video, even if it's a podcast, you're sending them to a home base, like your website, that they can then subscribe to a newsletter to form. And while we're on that, it's tyroxin.com for my website, and you can subscribe to the newsletter on there. So there you go with that. And number six, embrace speaking events and webinars. Public speaking is one of the most popular and effective tools to make sure that you're a visible expert. It's a tremendous way to demonstrate your expertise and strengthen your personal brand. And if you choose speaking events carefully, you can reach groups of people that were not initially in your target audience, but are very receptive to your ideas. And then you can meet members face-to-face, which gives you that personal connection, and it moves you beyond just having an online connection. Webinars are also another great way to expand your visibility to new audiences. Like speaking events, webinars allow you to share your knowledge and express your personality. You can even get questions ahead of time or during the webinar, and that can then give you ideas on what is needed in the market and position you to create more blog posts where you're answering the questions that a lot of people have been dying to know. And it's a way to basically expose you to a mass market. So don't underestimate speaking events and webinars. Number seven, network with peers and prospects. Obviously, networking is something that's key to anything. I mean, they always say it's not what you know, it's who you know. So make sure that you are rubbing elbows with people that you can either be partners with or people that could be buyers of your service. Don't be afraid to network with other experts, especially those who have similar audiences to you. Come up with partnership collaborations. Like, hey, could we do a joint webinar on this? Hey, maybe you should come speak at my Facebook group and I'll speak at your Facebook group. Could you be a guest on my podcast and I'll be a guest on your podcast? Could we combine our resources together and do a white paper or an ebook on something that is important to both of us? Maybe we should do YouTube collabs where both of us do something like that and talk about issues that are important to us. You know, there's never a bad thing that can come about from creating great relationships. So make sure that you're being intentional with the people that you're networking with. And hey, you never know what could come out of that. So in summary, make sure you do the following. Number one, focus your expertise. Number two, pick your issues carefully. Number three, shape your personal profiles and audit them to make sure that they're consistent and they align with the expertise that you've basically said that you have. Develop a signature piece of content. Number five, write regularly or produce content regularly around your area of expertise. Make sure you have a newsletter that you can attract people to as well. Number six, embrace speaking events and webinars. Number seven, network with peers and prospects intentionally. So there you go. I hope this helps. And if you have any questions, make sure you reach out to me at tyroxin everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, my email, my personal website, tyroxin.com. I'm always very receptive to your responses, and I look forward to hearing from you. But till next time we meet, use your difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to reach out to Tayo and to use your difference to make a difference, head over to www.tayoroxin.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.